Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Jen Arredondo?
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you very much. And first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. And let's see. On March 5th this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on March primary ballot. I know when, it's a long way off, but what are the chances that of your voting in March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or don't think you will vote?
Well, like I said, I vote strictly Democrat as far as it goes. You know what? There's some that I'm not sure of, so I'll just leave it blank. Or if I can't investigate what the candidate's all about, and doesn't, I'm not sure. I'd rather not commit to something and make it worse than what it is.
But I
try.
Yes, I understand. But what about this March primary ballot? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably, you will probably vote. Are the chances 50-50?
I'm sorry, say again?
Yes, for the March primary ballot,
yes.
Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
vote? I'm definitely going to vote.
So it's almost certain?
Like I said, yeah, because like I said, they send me the ballot and I mail it out. So I'm sure, pretty 90% sure that my vote will be in there.
Thank you. Now, in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board or of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Well, I'll probably give it a try and do the best I can with it.
Okay. So is that probably will vote or are the chances 50-50?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Chances 50-50?
Yes, most likely that I will vote one way or the other, you know. But there's always that one little chance that something happens and I don't get around to it.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1943.
Thank you very much.
I'm 80 years old.
Thank you. And are you or anyone in your household is of Hispanic or Latino descent?
For what?
Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, we are.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial?
Hispanic.
Hispanic, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
That is ups and downs. It's 50-50, you know.
50-50, but where would you lean if you had to choose?
Well, I would hope to lean more towards a better change.
Right direction?
In the right direction, yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Is it a water policy, homelessness, inflation and cost of living, parental rights in education, housing affordability, in public infrastructure like roads and bridges, jobs and wages, public safety and crime?
I think it's mostly the homeless and what was the other one next to it?
We just need the most important, the one that...
Homeless, because a lot of children suffer because of the homelessness.
Thank you very much. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know.
Okay.
The first one is Steve Brundle.
Who?
Steve Brundle.
I'm not sure. Like I said, you know what? I have to read the thing, and then it'll stick to me one way or the other. Right off the top, out of my head. Remember, I'm 80 years old here. My mind just goes in and out there. So
yeah.
I'm not always the sharpest blade in the drawer there.
Yes. Well, we just want to know, like a preemptive opinion of Steve Brundle.
Like I said, I think he's a pretty good guy as far as I go, so I would say it's not more of a positive, positive thought as far as I go.
Mm-hmm. So how should I record it? Do you feel towards him very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion, or have never heard of that person?
It's somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Because I'm not sure right now. Like I said, I have to read up on see what the situation is.
That's fine. Thank you. The next one is Gary Bredefeld.
Who?
Gary Bredefeld.
He's been around for a while, so he must be all right.
So do you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable opinion of him?
I really don't have any opinion one way or the other.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is Paul Diktos.
I'll be honest with you. All these other guys, until I read up on them again, I hate to make a wrong situation and make it worse, whatever, you know. So I'm not too sure.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine then. And the next one is Joe Biden.
The president?
Yes.
Of course. Yeah, I will vote for him again.
Okay, so should I record that as very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Not sure.
Okay, that's fine. And the last one is Gavin Newsom.
Oh, he definitely.
Is your opinion of him very favorable? Very favorable. Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Diktos, a CPA, and County Assessor Recorder Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member Steve Brundle,
I'm not too sure with them. I mean, I don't always get that involved with them because they're going to be voted in one way or the other. So I don't get too involved with that last one.
Okay, that's fine then.
Okay.
Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate would you lean? Is it Paul Diktos, CPA, County Assessor Recorder Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member Steve Brundle, county supervisor and businessman Dion Burdice?
I don't know. It's hard to say right now.
Okay, that's fine. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you rate it as second?
All of those it's hard to say right at this time. Hang on. Where's that going? Go spend your money, I told you. I'm spending her money. Okay. Anyway.
Based on your observation, how would you rate Gary Bredefeld? Would you rate his job as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Which one was that?
Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council
member. I'm not too sure. Like I said, it is what it is. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. And like I said, I'm not too sure. I'm not too up on them.
Okay, that's fine. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brundle as county supervisor? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I guess he'd be all right.
And how should I record that? As good or just fair?
Sort of.
which one? The answer we had is good or just fair?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't even pick right now. I'm maybe sure I'm picking the right one.
Oh, don't worry. There are no right or wrong answers. We just want your opinion.
What was the first one again?
Yes. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brundle as county supervisor? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, he's been there before, so we'll pick him.
So how should I...
Somewhat.
Just fair or good?
Huh?
Good or just fair?
I guess good. Good.
Good. Thank you very much. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor.
You know what? I haven't got too much time.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Or is there anybody else at home who would like to take the survey?
No, there's nobody here. My niece just left.
Okay.
And I got to take off.
Okay. And at what time can we call you back if you...
Some other time.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me a call.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, ma'am. Have a wonderful
day. Okay. Thank you, and I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
That's fine.